Nicely with Martin Bester.
You know what the thing is, guys? I love being us.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't you love being South African?
Of course I do.
The fact that you cannot take yourself seriously.
At all.
No. And like we are the most fun, the best nation the entire world. Who's got time for that? Yeah. And when things come around that need celebrating, like an inauguration or a final, we are there. On the line, Sergio Peterson out of Pretoria.
Yeah.
Sergio, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
All right, man. How fantastic is it to play rugby at Loftus?
No, it's awesome. It's awesome. There's so much tradition and so much history that goes with the Bulls and Loftus. And, you know, just for a person that's been playing rugby for, you know, since ever I can remember, it's just special to be part of this.
From Humansdorp to Pretoria, Sergio. That second try really got me excited. I was jumping up and down. I couldn't believe it. I saw something similar. I think it was about 2 years ago. And it was absolutely wonderful the way you reached for that ball. Did you kind of feel you had to make up for the yellow card?
Yeah, no, of course. You know, you never want to get a yellow card, especially in a tight game, in a semi-final like that. So, yeah, I knew I had to, you know, try and redeem myself, and you know, because you also don't want to let down the team. So yeah, it was a moment of magic. You know, I tried something and it actually paid off.
It's been wonderful to have you back in South Africa and obviously joining the Bulls as well. You did spend a little bit of time in Japan. What was that stint like? Because I don't know if you spent more than a year there.
Yeah, no, it was actually just under a year. I think about 10 months, but it was an awesome experience for me personally. I think it helped a lot with personal growth, also just being isolated from everything and everyone. Mm-hmm. You know, you get so used to being around your family and friends, and just, you know, being away from that and just actually focusing and trying to get to know yourself a little bit better was actually a good thing for me.
And Serge, I'm sitting in studio with Martin, obviously, who is from Gqeberha, and I'm going to surprise him a little bit, because crucial to your career was a big friend of Martin's, Charles Gross. How important were the Kings to just getting you to be a professional rugby player, one, and the role that Charles played?
No, 100%. I don't think I would have gotten the opportunity anywhere else at such a young age. Forever, I'll always be grateful to the Kings. And I actually saw Charles after the game, and he was just so happy. And we actually spoke about the same corner, the same dive that scored in Port Elizabeth or Gqeberha 11 years ago. So yeah, it was actually nice just having a catch up and chatting to him.
Yeah, I was with Charles and Stefan on Sunday, still celebrating a fantastic day, and just also just sort of taking us back to Eastern Cape rugby days and stuff. We are so proud of you, Sergio. You're going into this game with great experience. Is Jake and the rest of the team, are they tapping into it of USC finals?
Yeah, I mean, you know, so many guys have reached you know, such a high level of rugby within the squad. I know Jan Goosen has played a couple of finals over in France. I played a final in when I was at the Stormers, and you know, so many other guys that can actually add value and their experiences on how to handle moments like these.
How much lekkerder are the people in Pretoria than the Cape Town crowd? I mean, being a Vodacom Bull, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Baie lekkerder. No. No. Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. The people here are so open and friendly, and especially, you know, to the rugby players, and because, you know, it's such a big tradition and so much history that goes into the Blue Bulls and the people of Pretoria. So it's really cool for me, you know, an outsider coming in and just feeling at home.
Nice. People often talk about the Loftus factor. Mm. Coming to play the Bulls at a packed Loftus, I mean, it does make a difference, right? Being the opposing team, not so lekker.
100%. 100%. I always laugh and joke when I say before I came to the Bulls, I used to hate that song, Die Blauwe Wolf, die van verloren. But now it's what I wake up to. Yeah, that's what I wake up to in the morning, game day, you know, get me psyched up and ready for the day.
And then just obviously you building up to a big grand final. I assume you guys are not doing a lot of hard training this week. It's all about mental preparation more than anything, isn't it?
Yeah. You got that right. It's 100% mental preparation now. I don't think you can do anything. You can change anything. You just got to build on what you've been, you know, building on throughout the whole campaign, and just, you know, keep the legs fresh and the mind fresh and sharp for the game on Saturday.
I really do hope that you become the first guy to win it twice in two different teams.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
I really do hope that you guys have the best game on Saturday. And lastly, I really, really hope that it is going to be a packed Loftus-Versfeld. We are in a final. Once again, it's a South African thing as much as it's a Vodacom Bulls thing. Yeah. And listen, have a fantastic game. Enjoy every moment and enjoy a full packed Loftus-Versfeld screaming for you this time and not against you. I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Cheers. Go, Sergio Peterson. Go Vodacom Bulls. Bye, bye, bye. Dankie vir die chat. Het jy al jou kaartjie? Ek is seker af van daai stadion gaan op 'n stadium uitverkoop. Kom ons wees nou maar eerlik. Wie wil nie daar wees nie? Dis nog 'n finaal. Dis rugby.
Last match of the year, see this year.
Very last match of the year. And another South African team could take it. You know that feeling, right? And this time round, it's the Vodacom Bulls. It's the Glasgow Warriors.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.